And that, Yudchesem et Aleph, Pirhela Machloikis in the Mishneh between Rab Meir the Tanakame and Rab Yossi. The Mishneh here as follows. Kol HaKosov in Gilas Tainis Delayla Mishpeit, that if there, it says in Megillas Tainis that Hesped is also, Lafonav also La'achav Muta. So then the din is that the Tanakam holds, this is Rameya, that the day before is Osa, La'achav Muta, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Lafonav, La'achav Osa. The side of the day before the Yom Tov and side of the day after is Osa. The Leili Sano, what if it says in Megillas Tainis that it's only Osa B'Tainis, that's Q, it's not such a big Yom Tov. Lafonav, La'achav Muta, so Rameya holds Lafonav, La'achav Muta. So here we have Machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Yossi, which Yomim are also before the Yomtiv and after the Yomtiv. So now, Itma, Abchia Bar Asi Omar Rav, Halochike Rab Yossi. We pass him like Rab Yossi. Ushmul Omar, Halochike Rab Meir. So Rashi says, Alochi ki Rab Yossi. We'll see Tosfos does not say like this, but just let's see Rashi. Rashi says, ki Rab Yossi, the Omar bein lefonov, bein la'achov osa. That it means that Yomtiv, which is osa behesped, so we pass him like Rab Yossi, that side the yom lefonov, side the yom la'achov, is also osa behesped. But in Taravashi, we hear it's osa betainis. Shmuel Omar Halachi Kerameya. Shmuel says we paskin like Rameya. So Rashi says Kerameya. Stamas Nisan. Diktoni La'achav Muta. By a Yomtiv that's also behesped, La'achav is Muta. So the Gemara asks me, Omar Shmuel Hochi. Shmuel was only maker like Rameya. V'hosanya we learned that Baraisim. Rab Shimon Begamliel Omar. Uma Talmud Loimer Bohoin Bohoin Shtei Pa'omim. It says in Megillas Tainis, Ila Yemayin Deloili Sano Bohoin, that these days are also to fast in them. Umiktsosoin Deloila Mispid Bohoin. In some of these days, some of the Yom Tovim are also to be maspid in them. So it says, Bohoin Bohoin Adiyak Shtei Pa'omim. Loy Malach, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Shehein Asurim, that these days are also, that's Bohoin, it's also Le Mispid Bohoin, it's also Le Sano Bohoin, Shehein Asurim, Lifneyem Ulachayem Mutorim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, there's no such Aloche that Lefonov La'achov is also, it's always Mutor. V'omar Shmuel Aloche Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Shmuel Paskin like Rab Shimon Megamliel, so it's a steer in Shmuel. Here we Paskin like Rab Meir, he said that Lafonov is also La'achov is Mutter, and here Shmuel Paskin like Rab Shimon Megamliel in the Berais. So the Gemara answers, Mikor is Sovach, even the Leketane, the Mekel, Mi Rab Meir, that's against the Peres Yosef, he didn't hold there was a Tane that's Mekel more than Rab Meir. It's a drabon on the whole thing. Omar halachi ki Rab Meir. So he said, as a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yossi, so we paskin like the Mekel. But kiven, the shomel Rab Shimon Megamliel, the Mekel tzvei, but then he heard of the Baraisa, that there's another Tana, that's Mekel legamri, that he says that bein lefonov, bein la'achov, is mutter, Omar halachi ki Rab Shimon Megamliel. Bechein Omar Bali, that what was a chacham that we pass on from Shimon Gamliel that it's muta bein lefonov bein la'achav. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that there's no iso bein melefonov bein la'achav. So we had learned yesterday. It says in Megillas Tainis. Eilin yomai deloili sano bohoin, mitzos lele mispid bohoin, meireish yarcha denisen batman yabei. So it said, Mereish Yachad, it isn't Vatmanya Bey, that's, it's also Behespit. It took him to meet it. So that they were Mesakenesis, that the Tomit should be Adaka Kolben Tzibur. So Mereish Yachad, it isn't Vatmanya Bey. So the Gemara asked the Kansha, why do you have to say, Reish Chodesh Nisan, Reish Chodesh Sesayim, say also Arts Reish Chodesh? So the Gemara says, it's Megeya, the Yoim Melefono. The Yoim Melefono. Then the Gemara asked, why do you have to say that it's also after Pesach? So the whole Megillah's Tainis is only, so we only said Pshat in the Baraisa of Meresh Yalchad and Nissen and that Saif Mayada, it only, we only understood Pshat in the Baraisa if it's also the Yom Shalafonov and the Yom Shalachov. And went God according to Rabbi Yosef. And here, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, it says, behind two times. So therefore, all the Yomim are Mutter, Bein Belofon, Bein Malachov. So how do we understand, Meresh Yachad and Nissen, and Atsoif Mayado? This, we only understood this if we said that it's also before, it's also later. So I found that the Chsam Sefer is Ma'ira de Sa'orev, and the Chsam Sefer says as follows, that there were two Megillas Tainis. There was a Megillas Tainis that was written in an earlier Zman, and that Megillas Tainis was written like a Megillah. It was written very Bekitzer, and that Megillas Tainis had a Meirdike Cheshivis. That's what he always says, Kosov the Megillas Tainis, and Rashi says, even though nothing else was written in that Zman, but Megillas Tainis was written. That was the Kosov of Megillas Tainis. And this Megillas Tainis, they darshened. Chazal later, there was a written later a Baraisa that was written to explain the previous Megillas Tainis, which was written by Kitzer. So he says as follows, in Megillas Tainis, the first Megillah, it says behind two times. It starts off ailing your mind the Laili Sando behind the Mitzos and the Mispat behind. That's what it says in Megillah's Tainis also. So in this Megillah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel darshan behind. It says behind. So you have to be medayik from the words behind. Rafkedeya also be Tainis. Rafkedeya also be Hespit. But Lefnei Malachim is Mutter. That was in the Megillah's Tainis. Over here we have Tonu Rabbonon. Now this is a Baraisa that is explaining the Megillas Tainis. Ilun Yamait. Now we start explaining Bereish Yachad and Nissen Vatmanya Bay. This is a Baraisa which is explaining the Megillah. This Baraisa is a Tana. This Baraisa God is going according to Rabbi Yosi. It comes out. This Baraisa holds Lachav is also. And that's what this Baraisa holds. And in this Baraisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Taka is Chaylik. That means the behind, he's not dashing it under the Baraisa of Megillas Tainis, he's dashing it on the Megillas Tainis itself, which had a chshivas of Ksuvim, which Chazal say, Kosov be Megillas Tainis. That's what the Chsam Sefer says. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Ma Talmud Loima behind, the Loilis Ano behind, Umiktasin Lamisbet Bahoin, the Kadorishla, he darshan the Kedidaik Lakamot Bahoin, ye Kedaik Lakamot Babke, there also, and Lefnei Machem is Mutter, Bahoin Mashme Miut. Bahamash Shmuel Halachik Ram Shimon Gamliel, the Midrabonon, you know, the whole thing is at Rabonon, Vloy Machmerinen Kulehai. Bali Shem Kochel. Omar Abchiyah Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have Abchiyah Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Aloch ke Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan and Rab hold the same thing. Omar le Abchiyah le Bali. So Abchiyah told Bali Asber Aloch. I want to explain to you. You shouldn't make a mistake. Ki Omar Rabbi Yochanan Aloch ke Rabbi Yosi. Adeloi lehis ano. That means we have a double machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rameya. a yontif that it's also betaynis, Rabbi Yossi Asa's milafonov, and Rabbi Meir's mata milafonov. A yontif that is also behespid, Rabbi Yossi Asa's bein milafonov, bein milachov, and Rabbi Meir's Asa's milafonov. So Rabbi Yochanan in Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, adaloi isano. That means by a yontif that is an iser taynis, then he paskin like Rabbi Yossi that it's also milafonov. But a day that's also behespit, he paskin like Rabbi Meir, that it's also befonov. It's not also milachov. So Rabbi Chiya wanted to make clear, Rabbi Yochanan is not the way Rashi says pshat and rav. Rashi said pshat and rav paskin like Rabbi Yossi, bein milafonov, bein milachov. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Yossi, da'oma bein milafonov, bein milachov, also afilu by a yontiv that's also behespit. And Rabbi Chiya said Rabbi Yochanan only paskins like Rabbi Yossi by a yom that's also betaynis. But as Rashi, ki omar Rabbi Yochanan loche adaloy lis ano the yom maksuv megillas taynis adaloy lis ano. So there the din is not name asurim achav muta ki Rabbi Yossi veloy ki Rabbi Meir the omar aflif name muta. Avol adaloy lemispat, but the yomim which are also behespit ain't alochi ki Rabbi Yossi doma lefonov la'achav also. There we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi ela ki Rabbi Meir doma lefonov also la'achav muta. So the Gemara asks mi omar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, but a couple of them it comes out that a yom that's also betaynis is also milafonov. The day before is also also. Mi omar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, the omar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishneh. Rabbi Yochanan said halacha kistam mishneh. Usnan, we learned that kistam mishneh afal pi sheomru makdimin. That even though the halacha by mikra megillah is that even though there's manim tesvov yudalit, but you could be magdim. You could be magdim, the b'nei hakforim are magdim, they can be magdim, yud gimel, yud beis, yud aleph. So the Mishnah says, afa pi sha'omru makdimim, they could be magdim, mutorim behesped v'taynis. So that means that they lay in the Megillah yud gimel, yud beis, yud aleph, but those days are mutor behesped v'taynis. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Amos, let us try to understand this Mishnah. Ileime b'nei chameisa. What does the Mishnah mean? That even though you were magdim, you leaned earlier, afal pikein, it's mutter behesped, you leaned the Megillah, but it's mutter behesped b'tayis. It doesn't have a dinyon to forgot behesped b'tayis. Ileime b'nei chameisa. We're speaking about someone who lived in a krach. So his Purim is Shushan Purim. Because Kori lay ba'arbeisa, and he is Kori ba'arbeisa. So you're telling me that he was Magdim, but he's Mutter behesped v'tainis, Mishori. He's not Mutter behesped v'tainis. For Ksiv v'megillas tainis, Yoim arbo osoboy, v'yoim chamisha osoboy, Yoyme Puraya Inun, these are the 2 days of Purim, the Loyla Mispit Bohin, that the Osa Behespit, the Omar Rove Loynitzrucho Elo Lesser Eshel Zebo Zeb Eshel Zebo Zeb. So Rove said Pshat, that what it says in Megillah's Tainis, that both days are Osa Behespit, does not mean to tell us that a Ben Krach is also Tesvov, and a Ben Ir is also Yudalit. That you don't need Megillah's Tainis for this. That you can learn out from the Megillah that it's also. Megillah's Esther you can learn. No, what the Megillah's Tainis says, that a Ben Tesvov is also in Yudalit, and a Ben Yudalit is also in Tesvov. So you can say that the Mishnah that says that if you were Magdim, that if you were Magdim, you're permitted to fast. It's not going on a Ben Tezvov that was Magdim to Yudalit, because it says in Megillah's Tainis that Yudalit is also Betainis, Vesped Betainis. So it can't be speaking about a Ben Tezvov that was Magdim to Yudalit. Okay, Nishkefelach, we have other cases. Be'ela, b'nei arbeisa, v'kakorilei betleisa. Oh, so it could be that's pshat in the Mishnah, that a ben yudalit, he was, theoretically, his man is yudalit, a ben kfar, and he was magdim liyayim haknise, let's say yudalit was Tuesday, so he's permitted to lane Monday when he comes into the year. So the kakoyle betleisa. So that'll be pshat in the Mishnah. He was magdim to lane it yud gimel. Pafel pikein, it's mutter behesbet fetainis. So the Gemara says, no. Yoim niknehu. Yoim yud gimel ba'odah, that's yoim nikneh. We'll see that was one of the yomim toivim of Megillus tainis. You can't fast on that. You can't be fast on yud gimel. Yud gimel is a yontif. Yeah. Yem nikner, so it can't be that pshat. So the Mosheh says, okay, we have other mahalchim. Ve'elo b'nei abeisa v'kakol l'gay betreisa. This will be pshat. Ace is that Yudalit fell out on Wednesday. And he was a ben kvar and he leaned on Monday. So it says that on Monday he's permitted to fast. In fact, the Gemara, no, in Monday is also a yontif. Yem to yonesu. Monday is Yom Tov Yonis. It's a Yontif. Megillus Tainis. You're not allowed to fast Monday. Elala. So you have to say, so it's the process of elimination. The only way we can say Pshat in the Mishnah, the Kokorilei Bechadesa. That means as follows, that Yudalid was Sunday. And the Bnei Kfar leaned Thursday, which is Yudalid. Okay, now Chadesa, so that's not the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though they were Magdim, they lay in Thursday, Yud Aleph, but the Mutta Behespet V'Tainis. But there's a big problem. Yud Aleph is the day before Yom Tuyonis. Tuyonis is Yud Beis. Uketoni Mutta Behespet V'Tainis. So we see Klo, Astam Mishnah, does not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And so it's a stir Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a star Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that paskins like a star Mishnah. And here Rabbi Yochanan says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before is also also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is something else. Loi b'nei abo osa. No, Pshat, the Mishnah is that he was, that Yudalit was on Wednesday, and he learned it on Monday. Oh, the Ka'amrit, you said that can't be Pshat, Yom Tryonisu. You asked Akasha, this is Yom Tryonis. Yom Tryonis Gufei Bitule Bitluhu. Hoyo v'nergu boy shmayo va'achiyo ochiv. So the Gemara says, it's a very interesting thing. This Megillus Tainis was written, these were days that Yeshuas came on Klal Yisrael, and Chazal were kevei these days for Yomim Tovim. These are Yomim Tovim, which also behesped of Tainis, it's a Yomtiv. Now, if in a later Zman, on this day that a Yeshua came, a Paronius occurred, so this Yontif becomes now a Yom Tzora, becomes a Yom Klola. We see that a Paronius occurred on this day. So Memele, so they were Mevatel. That means the whole Yontif that these days possessed was because a Yeshua came on these days. So this was a Yom Yeshua. So it was a Yom Yeshua L'Doiris. Each year as it passed by, this is a Yom Yeshua. We make a Yom Tov, it's also best of the times. But if we see Birvois HaYomim, that a Peronius occurred on that day, a great tragedy occurred on that day, so that's Mechalo, let me say over the Loshen of the Gvuras Ari, Kiven Da'achaz Man, Nase Hu Gufe, Me'ula, a day of klala. Hayoyim nischalo kedushosa. So the kedushas hayoyim became bottle. So Memela, so it's a Shantiv now. It's now became a Shantiv. So what is the Gemara telling us? So the Gemara is telling us that that is true. There once was a Yom Tov Yonis, and when Yom Tov Yonis was a Yontiv, so that's true, then Zichah, you couldn't say that Yud Beis is Mutter Behesped V'tainis. But the Mishnah means after Yom Tov Yonis became Botel. After Yom Tov Yonis became Botel, it's Mutter Behesped V'tainis, it's a Yontiv. The Gemara brings a Maise, Ki Hoda Rav Nachman Gozer Tainise Betreise. Rav Nachman was once Gozer a Tainis Sibor B'Yud Beis. Omru Lei Rabbonon, Yoim Tur Yonisu. Oma Lohu, Yoim Tur Yonis, Betule Betlu. They won't be battle it. It's a Yishantav already. Hoyl V'Nergu Boi Shmaya V'Achaya Ochit. Since a Peronius occurred that day, it's a Yishantav. So Memele, so we found for the cash, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. And that what it says that Lifneim is Mutta Besbavitainis is speaking about Yom Yud Beis. And maybe Yom Yud Beis or Yom Yud Aleph now, but it's Oishantiv. So Memele, these days, it's Mutta Besbavitainis, even though they're laying Megillah. It's like the Gemara, but still no good. Typically, the Havala Yom Shalifnei Nikne, but it's still Taiklech Nish. Rabbi Yechon and Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So Yom Yud Gimel was also a Yontif. Is the Yontif of Yom Yud Gimel was that Nikne. We'll see later what happened by this day. So if we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so Yud Beis should be also at the Yom Shalifnei Yom Nikna. They asked him the Lafon, we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So Zvaitishvel, so how could you say that it's speaking about Yom Yud Beis? Omar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, Ashto Iyu Gufei Bitluhu, Mishum Yom Nikne Neikem V'Nigze. So Rav Ashi said as follows. Rav Ashi said that if Yom Yud Beis was an Emes Yontif, was a Yontif out Yom Tov Yonis, we'll see, was a Yontif. And because of the Peronius that occurred that day, we were Mevatel the Yontif. So now you want to say that it should be also behesped v'tainis because this is the day before Yom Nikna. If the Yontif of Yom Trionis became bottle because of the Peronius that occurred, Avadigivis, the Yom HaKoidim Yom Nikna should also become bottle. So Memele, so this Peronius made of Mevatel, there were two Sibis on this day why it was also v'tainis. Number one was Yom to Yonis, and then also it's the Yom Lifnei Yom Nikne. But if the Peronius that occurred made it Ois Yontif, it's a Yom Tzara now. So Memele, so both of these Sibis become Bot. Both of these Sibis become Bot. So Memele, so again, we can say that the Mishnah is speaking about the Lifnei is Matom Bes, but Matinus is speaking about Yom Yud Beis. Now, I had a shtickle ha'ore, l'chayre, what is the tzushtel? Yom Tov Yonis was a yontif. And later, a tragedy occurred on that day. So we said, so that becomes, it's not no more a Yom Tov, it's a Yom Tzor. So Mamela, you're permitted to fast that day. Now, the day before Yom Nikna was b'chamar a yontif. Yom Nikna was a yontif. The day before, why did they ask it the day before? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, they asked it the day before, Gzeira, if you're going to fast on the day before, you might come to fast on that day also. And so they asked it the day before also. But the day before, L'chein is not a yontif. The day before, it's a poshut day, which al pi cheshbin, it should be muta betainis. They asked the tainis, Gzeira, you might come and fast on yontif. So that's what he asked. So what is the Kal Vachomer of Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi says, if the tzore that occurred was mevatel the yomtiv of Yom Yud Beis, avadi givis the yom kaidim yud givel zichibotel. What's the avadi givis? A yomtiv, it's not. But here they asked it als kzeire. So we see from this Gemara that the day before the yomtiv, it's not pshat, it's a poshet day. They gave it dinei yomtiv. Sapshat, it's a poshet day, not allowed to fast. They gave it dinei yomtiv. And I saw the Loshon Aran, the Aran says, in our sugi, she'ein linig by toiris yomtiv, mishim yom shalof nei nikner. So the Aran says, klo, the day before, whatever the reason why they made it also best betainis, but when it's also best, when you say it's also betainis, it has a toiris yomtiv. That's almost like, they gave it a toiris yomtiv. Because of a gzeira. They gave it a teirish yontif. So here the Gemara says, very good. So if the tragedy that had occurred that day was mevatel, the yontif of Turyonis, is avadi givis, will be mevatel, the yontif of the yom koidim yom nikne, so memele, so therefore you're permitted to fast, yud beis, yud aleph, and the shalom al Yisrael. So it's not a yomtiv, so maybe you can fast these days. Let us see Rashi. Rashi daf yud ches amud aleph. Bo miyom Rabbi Yochanan hochi delofonav miyom osa ke Rabbi Yosi delofonav is osa. It says avu pishom u'magdimim. Magdimim means shekorei koidim zman, or you could learn the Megillah before the true zman. Motorim behesped v'tainis. So let's see the Bach. He has a psahol begarichist, what Rashi is missing. Bnei tesvov de krochim. Bnei yudale de kforim. Vayore shekoru megila koidem zmanom. They lain the megila before it choose makadem aforish osa. Megillah nikreis biyud aleph biyud beis biyud gimel biyud aleph betesvov leipoches vleyoisa krochim amukofen chayma mimayishishu binun kairim betesvov delein tesvov kvorim vayoris doilus kairim biyud aleph el shekvorim makdimim leyoim haknise. Now we go back to the third line in Rashi. Is there permitted to lane earlier? Is mutorin oison yomim shekaru kaidem zmano? So those days that they lane the Megillah kaidem zmano, so it's muta behesped v'tainis. That is what the Mishnah in Megillah is telling us. So now the Gemara wants to say, what's the case of the Gdomim? If Bnei Chameisa, it's speaking about the Krochim. Behind the Krochim, I'm a Kofim Chaimi, Mimayish Yeshua bin Nun. The Kokori Ba'ar Beisa, and they lane the 14th day. How do they lane the 14th day? Zakrashi, Kigain Sha'olach, Le'ir. They went to an ear. The Kori Imor, so they were in the ear the 14th day. The Prus ben Yoimoy Nikri Prus. Rashi says that means if now, the 14th day, how could he lay now? He's a Ben Krach. He is a different Zman. So Rashi says no. The Prus ben Yoimoy Nikri Prus. Kedamrini be Megillah. So the Memela, so now he's, if in the Zman of Mikra Megillah he finds himself in an ear, so that's so Mamela, he's a Baal Krias. He could lane the Megillah the 14th day. So if you're telling me that he's permitted to fast, Mishori Yudalad Afilib Netesvov Behesped Vatainis, is a Ben Yudalad also Behesped Vatainis, is he Mutta Behesped Vatainis? For Omar Rove, it says Megillah Steinis. To tell me that a ben yudalid is osir and yudalid to fast. You don't need Megillah's tainus for that. that you have to make it the Mishta the Simcha, so it's also best for the tiny. Elo lesser eshel zebozem kegoyim b'nei tesvov dikaru b'yudalit b'nei yudalit b'tesvov. So we have here dikaru, that's a gils in parentheses. Nechzam sefer tainas, if it's karu, if a ben tesvov was karu b'yudalit, he says, why do you don't need megillas tainas? Because if he's called a prozi, if he's called a prozi, so memele, so the posik says, arkein ha-yehudim ha-prozim ha-yoshim bori ha-prozis oisim, that means the oisim is to the simche. So he wants to say, fakir, this din of rov, if you take out the chorus, very good. That this din kigoy b'nei tesvov v'yodal b'nei tesvov is also a filu, they didn't even learn the Megillah. It has a din yontav l'shneim, without mikra Megillah. It has a din yontav, it's also best with the tainus. So the Gemara said, so the Mishnah is speaking about b'nei arbeiser, ninu kforim v'ayoris, these are people who live in kforim v'ayoris, v'kokori b'yod gimel. And they're learning be Yud Gimel, going Shechal Yud Dalid be Gimel be Shabbos. Yud Dalid was on a Tuesday. Magdimim liyem aknisa. So it says so that day Monday they're permitted to fast. In fact, the Gemara Haki say they're permitted to fast yem niknahu. Lakamim beforish veosa behesped v'tainis yem niknahu osa behesped v'tainis. Elo b'nei yudalit v'kora b'yudbei shechal yudalit b'revi b'shabbos. V'gdimu liyoy maknise, and they came liyoy maknise d'ahainu yudbeis. Yoyim turyonis. B'somach mafarsha, what happened yoyim turyonis? So the Gemara says, so we have to say it speaking about that they learned yud b'chadeis, yudalit. Shechal yish yudalit b'echad b'shabbos. Yudal was chal on a Sunday, ukvorum akdimil, ye maknis, edavi yudal. Ushmami, no dafo gav shu yoim, shalif neitur yon, shori besbet betain, so sakasha rabbi yechenin paskin like rabbi yechenin. So the Gemara says, no, it became bottle. The yoim tur yonis became bottle because of the tragedy that occurred. Bitluhu hoyel v'nergu boi Shmaya v'achaya ochiv. Shmaya v'achaya, chesidim hoyu. These were chesidim, they were never killed. V'loi pirish mihen. So Rashi says, I don't know who these people were, I don't know what the story was. But Rashi says, one thing I'll tell you. The oisoi she'ochloi ha'arye, eidei hoyo v'loi Shmaya. Now, these few words in Rashi are very schwer, but let's first say what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is trying to figure out who is this Shmaya who was never killed. So Rashi said, maybe you'll say this was the one who was eaten up by an Aryeh. Now, we have in Nach a Maisim, by Yerovim ben Nevot, He was Oymed Ala Mizbeach, and a Novi came to him, and then he told him Musa. And later, this Novi, he was told not to eat there, and a Novi Sheker came to him, and he told him he should eat by him. He told him he had a Navud, he should eat by him, and he did eat by him. And later he went out and he was killed by an Aryeh. So Rashi says, oh, that wasn't Shmaya, that's Edu HaNovi. So the Marsha asks him, Mechitesi, that this was Shmai, how does Rashi come to Shmai? So the Marsha explains that if you look in Nach, in the capital before, it says, Vayhi Dvar Hashem El Shmaya Ish Olekim. There's a capital, there was a Novi Shmaya Ish Olekim. The next capital that speaks about this Novi who was eventually killed, it says, Ish Elokim without a name. Chazal tell us he was Edu HaNovi. But if you learn Nach without Rashi, without Chazal, So you could think that, it says the Kibbutz was Shmai Yishalakim, this was Shmai. So Rashi says, no, you have to learn with Mephoshim. This Yishalakim was not Shmai. It was Eidu Anov. Ad Kam, that's what the Masho says. It's finished. So that's the Shakla of Atayin Rashi. Like the Masho, but Amoyer Dikakashi says he doesn't understand. That means like this, that means if I wouldn't be a Baki in Nach, Rashi tells us, no, the Sishalakim was not Shmai, was I wouldn't be a Baki in Nach, maybe this is the Shmai. There's a Shmai that was killed by a lion, this is the Shmai. Rekta Marsho, Shemu Shemayim. This Maisa of Shmai occurred in this man of Yerovim ben Nevot. So this tragedy happened then. This Maisa of Tuyonis happened much later. The Maisa of Tuyonis happened much, much later. This was Bizman Abai Yesheni, the Maisa with Tuyonis. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says there was once a Yontiv of Tuyonis, but they were battle because of the tragedy that occurred later. Shmai wasn't a tragedy that occurred before. How can Rashi say this? That's the Barshos Kasha and Rashi. The Yavitz asks another Kasha. He says, Yom Tuyonos, the Gemara says, was Yud Beis Odor. That was Yom Tuyonos. This Maisa with the Isha Lekim, he says, Yerovim ben Avod was a Maisa in Macheshvin. He wanted to make that they shouldn't be Eile Regal, so this was a Maisa in Cheshvin. So he was killed in Cheshvin. So how could this Maya be, and then our Gemara says he was killed in Odor? So the Yavitz says that Akochoch, this is a Talmud Toya wrote this, and Rashi never wrote this. That's what the Yavit says. Let us go further. Now the Gemara will tell us what happened in these 2 days. My Nikna Umay Toyonis Nisanye. Likna echot mi afalche yevonim oyo. He was in the times of the Hashmenoi, you will see. He was one of he was a duchess. He had some position of the yevonim. Ubachol yoim v'yoim o yemeinif yodei al yehudi v'yerushalayim v'oimer a mosai titol b'yodi v'er meseno al trample over Yerushalayim at the base Hamikdash. Hayudi v'Yerushalayim, v'er meseno. Shegovra malchus beis chashmeinoi v'notzrum kotetsu bohenais yodo v'raglo v'tolum b'share Yerushalayim, and that they hung up b'share Yerushalayim v'omru pe shahoyo medaber begaivo. So the Marsha brings down a Yerushalmi, they hung up his, they chopped off his head also. They put his head also there. So this was on Shari Yerushalayim, and one walked into the Yerushalayim. Agabucha, this is no shaykhis with the nickname that we had in Yume, that was a Shara in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shara Mizrach. This was a Roshe, Nikner, and he was hanging up on the Shar of Yerushalayim to show the Gewaldike Nitzochen that came about. Pesha Yemedaba Begaiva, the Yedaim Shayim Nifa is Al Yerushalayim, Teyosa Behem Nikomen. So this was Nikner. So this happened Yud Gimel Adar. What does Rashi say? Ifarchi Duchas, it was a Duchas. Right. Now, what was the Maisa b'Tuyonis? My Tuyonis. Omruk shebikesh Tuyonis larges lulines papas ochi balutkiye. Tuyonis wanted to kill lulines papas ochi balutkiye. Now, let us see what the story was over here. Lulionis papas ochi tzadikim gemurim hoyu. They were tzadikim gemurim. The Lutki he lut vahine the mrinim bechol duchte haruge lut ein kol berye yechayla lamid b'mechitzos on beganeid. So the schar they got is English haya. V'yesh oimrim shenergu halbitoi shal melech shenimtzeis haruge. the king's daughter was killed. For Omra Yehudim, the Vama Yehudim Algu, the Gozru Gzeira al Seineim Shal Yisrael. Chmona Netzla. For Omdu Eilu Upodu as Yisrael, Vomu Onu Horagnu, for Horaka Melech La Eilu Bilvat. So they were moide, they confessed that they killed her. And Mamela, and so for Ketzav, he killed the murderers, and Mamela, you don't have to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Now this Trujonis Harosha had a conversation with them. Omar Lahem, Im Me'amai Shalchananya Mishoel Vazarya Atem, if you're from that nation, we say great things about it. Yovoi Aleikechem V'yatzel Eschem V'yodis. Let's see that the Yerbein Shalom should rescue you. Let's see, let him make a nest. Let's see if he can do it. So they told him, Chananya Mishael Vazaya Tzadikim Tmurim Hoyu. Ruim Hoyo Leosis Lahem Nes. They were Zeche for a Nes. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hogon Hoyo, Veroi Leosis Nes Al Yodai. So the Ian Yaakov says, Melech Hogun wasn't such a Melech Hogun, the Buchanet. He was a ganz feine Roshe. What's Melech Hogun? So he wants to say that upon him, after the Nes, we find that Mo tells us the Buchanet was Meldik Meshameich the Rabbi Nishlel. He saw the Nes, the Mo said he wanted to outdo David HaMelech with Shiris HaShishvachas, the Shvachas. So Lamaise, when he saw the Gazlus Hashem, he was moide to it. So Mamele, Atevishte Gemachta Nes, Solste Zen Fak Gazlus Hashem. You'll see it, Steichet Golnish Machem, you'll see you won't make anything out of it. So Mamele, so the Rebbein Shalom won't make a Nes. You're not a Melech Hogu. So that means he could be a sibbe that a nes could occur through him. It means you're a hedyit. So a nes should occur through your actions, it won't occur. You need chusim for that. But onu nischayavnu harige lemokim. And we're chayim misa lemokim. If you won't kill us, harbe hergim yeshlo lamokim. Harbe doivim varoish yeshlo lamokim beilom. He says, that we're getting killed, is that because you're killing us? We're chayiv mise. So we're chayiv mise. It's, so that's why we're going to get killed. Nothing is going to happen. I mean, we won't be nitzel because we're chayiv mise. Shepoigim bono bohergim meisono. Ela loy masalna kodish bohu biyodecho. Ela sha'osid li pora domeinu miyodcho. He says the reason that you're able to kill us, that means you're inside killing a gavrik tila. You're killing us with take chayiv misa. Not because, so that's why you're able to kill us with take chayiv misa. Lumachuyi misa lamokim. But that the Eibishter was mesavet, that it could be through you, that you should be the one that'll do it, is lipora domeinu miyotcha. That means that when you're going to kill us, so you're going to be at nenesh right away. So that's why you'll be able to kill us. So this will bring an akome from our dam that you'll be killed right away. Afal, but that's what they told him. Afal pikein holgum. Miyat. He killed them right away, wasn't the spoil. Omru leizozul misham in this maimed at sheboi diupli meroimi that the two sarim of roim upotsu es moiche begizrim. Some others bring that they were able still, before they were nifted, they were able to see this in the comment. That he got killed then and there. Zogt Rashi, nischayavnu harige, Al chait chayve misis besten. Now this is very unclear. Rashi before said, tzadikim gemurim hoyu. And here they said, the chayve misis besten. I really don't know I mean, that's could be that's what they told him to make him. That's how they were masber to him. Maybe the true union was that in the Zamir Dikei Teres Chaim in Masecht Eschulin, Teres Chaim says in Masecht Eschulin as follows, that the Yes Ksakashe, the Gemara says, Kolo Ilam Nisen Bishvil Chanina Bani, Chanina Bani Dailoi Bekav Chuvim Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. So the Teres Chaim asks, he doesn't understand. If the schus of Chanin, Rab Chanin ben Doise was so great that the whole world was able to eat in his schus, so for he himself it didn't work, he didn't, what is pshat? So the Rosh Chaim says, Amir de Kezach. He says, Chazal tell us that Rabbi Nishom created the world, B'midas Hadin. Rosh en Oilam Yochel Iskayim, Shitef Ima Midas Harachmim. He says, what does that mean? You have to understand, din and rachmim don't combine. It's din, rachmim, it's not din. So how did the Baruch Shalom make a shutfis din v'rachmim? So he says, you know what the shutfis was? That half of the world, the dan b'midas hadin, the other half is b'midas harachmim. That's the shutfis. So half of the world is batuach to remain. It's din b'midas harachmim. The other half is b'midas hadin. So what if the other half is b'midas hadin? He says, so the Rabbi Yisrael takes that tzaddik who is shokel, connected the whole world, and he is saival, the brunt of the din. So he gets the din, the world gets rachmim, and that's how the world exists. So he says there was a gzeira of ra'ovin al ha'olam. There was a hunger. So the world didn't know about this hunger. Everyone was eating. There was one person who was suffering of this hunger. That was Rab Chanina ben Doise. So he lamaises. That's what he dialed. He only had the kaf chuvim of Shabbos of Shabbos. That's all he could have because he was savor on his shoulders the brunt of the midas hadin. So it could be. I mean they were chayiv misa al tzvakel. They were savor davoin hadir. They realized that with their misa the kitrug on the dir will go off. There's a tvi on the dir. They were savor davoin hadir. To him they told al chayt chay v'misis bezle. The yuplim shnei sorim. V'chein matrepulin shal melochim loshen sorim. Matrepulin, matre is a loshen mother. This is the mother of the sorim. V'gzirin maklois kemoi gzirei eitzim. Now let us see Taisvis. You say this to get Taisvis above your tresa medala. Rav Omar Haloche ke Rabbi Yosi the Omar lefon of Osa avo la'achav muta. Agavulche we see from this Taisvis. The Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis holds that Rav only paskind like Rabbi Yosi by a time, just like the Gemara says late in Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav also did that. Someone in the back, one of the Mephoshim back has a whole arichas why Taisvis held like this. Okay. Aber wie im Teime. Fakt heißt es am Möre de Kekash. Kiven da Oma Haloche ki Rabbi Yaisi. Aber die Pasken sei ki Rabbi Yaisi. Haich onu mis anim lifnei hapurim. So how do we fast lifnei hapurim? Lucheire the day before is also. Purim is also be hespida betainis. So kaponim the day before is also betainis. So how do we fast tainis test? The Gemara says that even though all the Yomim Toivim that the Megillas Tainis mentions are bottle now, but Chanukah and Purim, what it says in Megillas Tainis, these didn't become bottle. So now Chanukah and Purim, we still have a Megillas Tainis, which says that there are the best of the Tainis, and Memela the also lifnei also we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Veishloima the hod the oma Chanukah Purim lebotul ratzloima hadinim shelohem lasoy son yontev leilis hanobahim avo bedinim the lifnei botluoy botl. So the first teretz of Taisus has a yisod. That the botlo Megillas Tainis is Ligabi, all halachas is botlo, all Zaitik halachas. Only Ligabi, these days alone, Chanukah and Purim, there it's like botlo Megillas Tainis. But the other halachas, they became botlos. Finished. Oid Yeshloima. Now Tosfos says another teretz. The kiven, the yom shalifnei hapurim, nisbatel, the kiven the yomim shalifnei hapurim, nisbatel miyontiv ditu, shahoyu regilim lasis behem, v'nisbatel yontiv shalohem. So Tosfos l'chaira means to say as follows. Yom Yud Gimel, Tosfos is asking Akasha, why are we permitted to fast Yud Gimel? It's the day before Purim, and Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Fine. Fact of Tosfos, let me ask you another Kasha. Forget about this Kasha. Let me ask you, how are you allowed to fast Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel is Yom Nikna. How are you allowed to fast Yud Gimel? That's a Yontif. Yom Nikna is a Yontif. How are you allowed to fast Yud Gimel? So you know what the teretz of this kash is? Botla Megillas Tainis. That's true. Yom Gimel was a yontif. But now it's Botla Megillas Tainis. So Yom Gimel is Botla. So the yontif of Yom Gimel became Botla. So Taisva says, Oy de Shloime, the Kivin, the Yom Shlopnei Apurim Shnis Botla Megillas the two. Show Yom Gimel Lasa is Botla. Yom Gimel used to be a yontif. When his Botla yontif Shalahem, Lachinam Yeshlon Oloime, Shiyevatlu, Mishum tam lifnei purim. So if it's botla megillas tainis, and the yontif of yom nikna became botla, so now the day, als the day lifnei purim also becomes botla. Doch anam rini besomor kayem shel lifnei nikna. V'chein gabi yontif teronis. The Gemara says the kiv in the botla. The key in the bottle, yontif shalahem, haboachreyem, dasur mishim yontif shavneim, kemoike. Achinami, the key in the yom shalavnei purim nis battle, mishim atzme, mutl is anes, layayasa mishim yom shalavnei purim. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is being medame to the Gemara later. The Gemara later said, alumnus, that you're allowed to fast, Yom Yud Beis. The Gemara said, Yom Yud Beis is a yontif. It's Yom Trionis. How are you allowed to fast? So the Gemara says it became botul because Yom Yud Beis, a tragedy happened. They killed Shmaya Ba'achia Ochi. So the Gemara says, but you shouldn't be permitted to fast Yom Yud Beis as the day before of Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says, listen, if the Yontav Alein became Botel, so Amela the day before Yom as the day before Yom Gimel, it's also allowed to fast. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos wants to say the same shtick teire on Tosfos Kasha, that since Yom Yud Gimel was a Yontav, and it was Botla Megillas Tainis. So Memele, so the Bitla Megillas Tainis took away the Yontiv of Yom Nikna. So Avada Gevis will take away the Yontiv of the day before Purim. That's what Tosfos says. Now, the Ran brings down this Teretz from the Ramban, and the Ran asks, Amoyre de Kolom de Shekash on this Teretz. He says, Lochaire, it's no Tzushtal, these two things. Before, the Gemara later is saying a very geshmakis for it. Yom Trionis used to be a yontif. Now, a tragedy happened on that day. So instead of being a yontif, it's a yom tzor. So if it's a yom tzor, so it's not a yontif. Botla Megillas Tainis, that means that we are mutter to fast, Botla Megillas Tainis Yom Nikner is a yontif. Not sad that a tragedy occurred that day. These Yom Tovim that Chazal were matel on Klal Yisrael became botel. So this Yom Tov became botel. But Yom de Puraya didn't become botel. I mean, it didn't become botel. This Yom Tov became botel. So it's not like, not that there's a reason that it's not a Yom Tov. Those Yom Tovim became botel. Yom de Puraya didn't become botel. So if Yom the Pride didn't become bottle, so Mamela, so the Yom Shalavonim should be also. This Kasha, the Ran asks, and it Mamish, the Ramban says, Tosfos Teretz, the Ran asks that, Lechere, we could make a tremendous difference between the Gemara Daf Yitches Amid Beis and what Tosfos is saying. Let us go further. In Geizrin Tainis ala Tzibu, Betchile Bachamishi. We're not Geizrin Tainis ala Tzibu Betchile Bachamishi. Yeah, fine. In Geizrin Tainis Baroshi Chadoshim. Now we go to Tainis Baroshi Chadoshim. But if they started the Tainesim already, and it overlapped in Teresh Chodesh, you're allowed to faster. The kam avi escholet avacha omar sholish. That means if three tanesim there was perhaps that were faster already in yimei chayil. So if the fourth tanes comes out of the shchedish, you faster shchedish. Rabasi yoma achas. Rabasi said that if you started one tanes already biyim chayil, she can continue fasting. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Zudu v'ramei shama mishum Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That we hear in the Mishnah, so then Rameya said that what? That you're allowed to be, that even though you fast, but you're not mashlim. Abu Chachomim oimrim, misane u'mashlim. That when, if you started already before, the falls out of Rosh Chodesh, misane u'mashlim. Dorash ma'zutra mishmei d'rafuna aloche misane u'mashlim. Misane u'mashlim on Rosh Chodesh if you already started from before. Not like Ramei and the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi, v'kami ave haschole, she'enoi mafsik la'acha mikan, abacha v'rab yeshe mironi nud la'avucha de tanoi lishtuyi v'gmor ki ha'igab. These are mironi. So the Ramei, v'dim Ramei l'masisim koi diktoni ein mashlimin. Allah we hold misano umashlim ad chashecha. Let us see Taisvis. Allah misane umashlim. Perish. Hodika posak Allah misane umashlim. He says that what we paskin, not like Rameya misane umashlim, arish chaydish koi. It's going on rish chaydish. The yachaneke va'apurim, eni yochel isanis, the yamishte v'simchoksi. So Chanukah Purim, it's not going, it's only going on Rosh Chodesh. So the Cheshik Shloime says, it's very interesting this Taisvis. Bishloime Purim is a Yom Mishteh V'Simche. But Chanukah is a Yom Mishteh V'Simche. So he says, Akochach, this Taisvis holds like the Moltre, brings a Moltchai and the Daki Moshe. That Chanukah is also a Yom Mishteh V'Simche. The Daki Moshe says there were two things that occurred on Chanukah. There was one thing, the Ness that occurred on Chanukah, and of the Ness of the Neiris, they made it Lahidus Alahalo, Halo Vahido. That's also the Ness, but also the Chanukah's Hamizbeach that was done then, that they made a Chanukah and the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So on that, they made it a Yom Mishteh V'Simche. So Atayis V'Solt and Taketer, Mobi Zan and Shulchan Aruch. So Machlokes, if there is a Mitzvah Mishteh V'Simche in Chanukah or not, so Kaponim, Atayis V'Solt, like the Modcha, the Daki Moshe, that there is a Mitzvah of Mishteh V'Simche by Chanukah also. Hodron Aloch Seidel Tainius Ketzer.